Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want people on a national radio show to hear what you think about stuff. Otherwise, we bring things to the table on the way here tonight. The best mullet in America. The hunt is on. We're going to talk about that. Plus, there's a jet fuel water contamination controversy involving the military down in Hawaii. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Nikki.
And Rich.
To start things out tonight, though, Kanye West, not someone we normally talk about here on Free Talk Live. We don't do a whole lot of pop culture.
Because why would we?
Right. Yeah, I mean, normally pop culture is pretty vapid. There's not really much of import that goes on there. It's generally considered a distraction, I think, by people who like to talk about deeper issues. But every now and then, somebody in the pop culture world kind of wades into some serious issues. And Kanye West has apparently now been locked out of both Instagram and his Twitter accounts.
For being a white supremacist.
He's some kind of supremacist, maybe. It's not real clear, you know, at least from the mainstream media. If you just believe what they say, then you would think that. But what does he actually believe? I don't know.
Well, he was talking about going DEFCON 3 on Jewish people on Twitter.
Which is funny in and of itself, because he said DEFCON with the TH.
Do you think he just made a mistake?
No.
I think he, I don't know if he's having some sort of psychotic break, but I would say probably for like almost the past 10 years. Like even before.
He's been having a 10-year-long psychotic break?
Yeah, which I don't know if a long-term psychotic break is a thing, but he's definitely been acting strange. Like early Kanye West was not this crazy, and he wasn't saying these outlandish things.
So you've been following his career then?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would say so, yeah.
Good rapper Kanye West.
And I know, and that's the difference, right? Because before his music was pretty good. Like I listened to it. I thought it was all right.
Mm-hmm.
And then once his music started sucking, then he started going crazy. So there might be a correlation there.
The search for attention.
Do you think I think some people would suggest that when you are such a big star, and Kanye is probably one of the top, if not the top, rap artist in the world right now, maybe? Is that fair to say?
Like, maybe by popularity. I don't know if the record numbers would bear that.
Reflect it? Yeah. Okay, but let's say active.
Sure.
Right? Yeah. Not comparing him to Snoop Dogg or whatever.
In the political sphere, in the public eye, he's probably one of,
current playing artist. He's huge. I think I saw his Twitter account has like 30 million followers. I mean, by no means is he a nobody in the rap world.
Right.
Maybe it's one of those things where they say that once you get to be so popular, you end up being surrounded by a bunch of yes men, and people are afraid to tell you, Kanye, that album kind of sucks, right? Like, that is not a good track, or that's a bad take, or whatever.
And you have people that are so loyal to these artists where they're like...
They can do no wrong.
They're blinded by it, right? So the song could be complete garbage, but they're like, well, it's a Kanye West song, so I'm still going to play it.
Jesus, apparently.
Jesus. Not one person in his entourage said, like, maybe you shouldn't wear that White Lives Matter shirt. Right, like that's...
Well, Candace Owens was there wearing one, too.
Understood.
Which are, like, the two people who you would expect to wear those
shirts.
She's
also the other anomaly, because she's, like, the minority black chick.
She's a conservative
but
black
chick. But also conservative, right? And that pisses off people on the left and the liberals, because, like, you're black. You're not supposed to act like that. You're supposed to be on this side of that line,
and of course,
she doesn't fall in line.
Kanye made headlines during the Trump administration for wearing a MAGA hat at some point.
Right.
So he's, at least in recent years, he's been of this, hey, let's troll people kind of mindset, it seems. But yeah, maybe the one of the reasons why he seems to be crazy is that he literally has no one to check him. So he just does whatever it is that comes into his head,
yeah.
And no one's willing to tell him to stop because they're worried he's going to fire him or whatever it is that they're worried about.
He also jumped on stage and interrupted Taylor Swift.
That was years ago.
Oh, yeah, that was a long time ago.
That's not normal behavior either,
no, it's
and that
not.
Was well early on.
That is, yeah, right. That's the behavior of somebody who has absolutely no tethers, does not care what people think. And to some extent, that's an important trait, right? Like, you don't really want to, as an artist, you don't really want to care what people think about you. Although, to some extent, you ultimately have to, because if people don't like what you do, you won't sell any albums. So it's like a weird balancing act, right? Like,
it's definitely balancing.
You have to be true to yourself, but you have to also be able to sell albums.
You can be an artist and respectful.
Yes.
Like, those aren't mutually exclusive things.
You can. At least he didn't get up on the stage and knock her out like Will Smith tried to do. That was pretty bad. So Kanye, according to MSN.com, Twitter actually has confirmed it has locked Kanye West, who now goes by Ye, out of his account after he posted a supposedly anti-Semitic tweet on Saturday. They said the account in question has been locked due to a violation of Twitter's policies. Now, they didn't say, I don't think, how long he's been locked out. So if you go to his profile, it still shows it. So he hasn't been banned from the platform. He's just
waiting for Elon Musk to bring him back.
Well, Elon Musk actually welcomed him back to Twitter.
Because
apparently Kanye has not been using Twitter up until just within the last weekend.
Okay.
Twitter has since removed the offensive tweet, but several users screenshotted the post before Twitter took it down. He said in the supposedly offensive post, quote, I'm a bit sleepy tonight, but when I wake up, I'm going DEFCON 3 on Jewish people, which the Jewish people is in all caps. He said further, the funny thing is, I actually can't be anti-Semitic because black people are actually Jew also. You guys have toyed with me and tried to blackball anyone who ever opposes your agenda.
I don't know if your article gets into it, but he had a DM, back and forth with Diddy about it too, and he accused Diddy of being one of the Jews sent by the Jewish agenda to put him in his place.
So, like, is he on drugs? Is he? I'm just trying to figure out what's going on here, because normal people don't think this way. You know, normally sane people are, it seems like a psychotic break to me. Like, it seems like this is how a person would act that was maybe abusing meth, and they get real paranoid and like a lot of fleeting thoughts and delusions.
Well, I mean, is it a delusion? Look, I'm not taking his side. I would not group all Jewish people together. But is it a delusion to say that Jewish people are overrepresented in the halls of entertainment?
No.
In the high end, it's not delusional.
It's not delusional to say that.
Right, that's a fact.
But that sounds like a much more cohesive statement than what he said.
But it also sounds like it could be taken as racist if worded just slightly differently.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Jews run Hollywood is different from Jews are overrepresented in entertainment. But it's the same sentiment.
Well, yeah. You could also be like...
And banking, right?
Former co-host Chris Cantwell, who we fired for being a racist here on Free Talk Live, who actually, when you finally drill down and talk to him enough about what he believes, will tell you essentially that he's a Jewish supremacist. He's a racist for Jews, even though he's against them. Like, he believes Jewish people are superior to white people or whatever, and he doesn't like that.
Okay.
It's a bizarre form of racism.
It's a lot to wrap your head around.
Yeah.
So from what I've heard of Chris Cantwell, I will say two things. Number one, I think the character Chris Cantwell blended too much into the man Chris Cantwell, and the man got lost in the character.
Seems like it.
Okay. And number two, if you lean upon the science, right, as much as Cantwell did, regardless of how you feel about those studies, right,
you mean like IQ studies, the
bell curve, whatever, right? Mm-hmm. Jews, as a group, tend to be higher on that curve than other groups. So if you're going to disparage minorities for being lower on the curve, you then have to be accepting of Jews being higher on that curve if you believe the curve as a whole. So it's very possible he went, well, I don't like minorities because they're dumb, and I don't like Jews because they're smarter than me. Like, middle of the bell curve is the only acceptable place to be as a white man in this country.
The number here, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160, your comments on Kanye, and that's not where it all, it's not where it all started. You mentioned that he wore this White Lives Matter shirt, so we're going to cover that coming up as well, and of course your thoughts are welcome on whatever's on your mind. The Live Sunday Show continues.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
back again.
Shady's back. Tell a friend.
We're talking about rap, actually. We're talking about Kanye West and him going off the rails. No checks, no balances. He's just doing whatever he wants to do. And getting banned from Twitter or restricted on Twitter. Apparently banned from Instagram as well.
I mean, isn't that like a badge of honor if you're conservative at this point anyway?
Yeah, pretty much.
We'll talk about it. Plus, Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. If you're ready to start learning about crypto like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, just click Get Started at the top of the page. And you'll find some useful information, including videos that will introduce you to some of the new concepts you need, you really ought to learn about before you decide to put some money into cryptocurrency, which you can also do through Bitcoin.com, by the way. Bitcoin.com, in addition, has the latest news headlines from the world of crypto. Just go to news.bitcoin.com to get those every single day. And again, if you're ready to start learning about crypto, go to Get Started at the top of the page at Bitcoin.com. We're going to go to your calls and thoughts, and then more about Kanye West. Paul is on the line, listening online in New Jersey. Go ahead, Paul. Oh, hang on one second. I think I had you muted. Now you're good. Go ahead.
Hello?
We have you.
Okay, yeah. I think it's ironic that, you know, both Candace Owens and Kanye West both have white spouses. So, of course, white lives matter to them if they plan on getting any.
Okay.
You know, but so I think that could play a role in their psychological motives for doing this, because I think they could actually be overcompensating for perhaps guilt for marrying outside their race, because they probably are getting pressure and looks from other blacks about them having non-black spouses. That's one thing I'd like to
know. Now, are you just speculating on that, or do you happen to know something about there being pressure about that? Because I would like to hope that we're beyond that at this point, where people who know you or whatever, or even if they don't know you, they would think, oh, he's with somebody who makes him happy, they're happy together or whatever. I mean, good for them. Why would it matter to anyone what... I mean, there's obviously racists out there that are going to, on all right. sides, that are going to believe that, but are they really a large enough chunk of people to where it should matter what they think?
I have heard the narrative before that white women are taking all of the good black men. I have heard black women say that before.
And all
whether
stuck
it's
with
true, probably not. Like, but I've heard that before.
Paul, anything else you want to share?
Yeah, one other thing concerning Jewish overrepresentation in government, particularly, I think is something dangerous, actually, because many of them harbor allegiance towards Israel, and they'll steal or pervert American foreign policy and favor it with a pro-Israeli slant. And I really want to urge you and your audience to look up, there's a list on the Jews in the Biden administration, and it's over at the Jewish Virtual Library. And you'll find that a lot of the key positions in our government, Secretary of Treasury, Janet Yellen, Tony Blinken, Secretary of State, Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, and on, are basically our positions filled with Jews.
I get what you're saying.
That's another weird one.
Even the conservative types or whatever, whether they be Jewish or not, are all allied with Israel, right? Like, there's this huge push towards sending taxpayer money to this one particular state. And
it begs the question, why? It begs the question, why?
Yeah, it does. Well, it's a religious belief, right? Don't they want to?
It?
Well, as I understand it, go ahead, Paul, if you know about the religious.
No, it's Jews have a strong tribal identity. That's why they haven't intermarried and broken up, as they live as a minority among Christians for the two past.
But that doesn't answer the question as to why Israel is so entrenched with people who are not, you know, Jewish.
Right.
Everyone in D.C., it seems, are united towards, quote-unquote, helping or allying, sending billions of dollars to Israel. So, you know, why
because
is that?
Because they have the power. Because they have the power. Because Jews are disproportionately wealthy and in key positions of finance, as you agreed to before. You stated this on your show.
Thank you, Paul, for the call tonight. Appreciate it.
That could make sense.
I have heard that it is because certain conservative religious people want to forward the end times, that there's a belief that by helping Israel that, and I'm not a Bible scholar or whatever, so I'm sure I'm going to retell this in somewhat inaccurately, but that by, you know, empowering that particular government, they're going to somehow hasten the end. There's like a certain thing that gets triggered in at the end times in the Bible if they do X. When, and I'm sorry, I don't remember what it is.
So when Jews win the war in the Middle East, like, the world ends? Like, that's the...
Well, it's kind of like the second coming, right? But except they don't believe in Jesus in that
way.
They
don't even have a first coming. But,
yeah, exactly.
Well, it's something the Christians believe. This isn't about what the Jews believe. Yeah. Right. It's about what the Christians believe. And so that explains why there's so many conservative Christians who are like, yeah, go Israel, because whatever. And maybe Bonnie knows the answer. She's off the air tonight, but I'll check with her, because she's pretty well read on the whole Bible thing.
I mean, Paul's point about, you know, the overrepresentation in banking makes a little bit more sense than that, right? Because if they control the finances and your goal of getting into government is to be a millionaire, right, at public's expense,
you do what they say.
You do what the people with the money say.
Yeah, that could be it, too. Yeah. Could be a combo of all of those things. Let's talk to Robert. He's in South Carolina. Go ahead, Robert.
Yes, hi. I just wanted to say that, you know, I'm half Jewish and half Christian, and I can see this from the inside, the way this is going. And I can give you the answer right off the top of my head. I know exactly what it is. They say that the Chinese and the Jews have the top marks when it comes to all kinds of tests. Well, I can tell you that the difference between the two families, because my paternal grandmother is the daughter of a very successful Jewish businessman from Venice, Italy, a Sephardic Jew who had a business that was European-wide, and my paternal grandfather was a Roman senator, one of the last of the Roman senators when Rome came to an end in 1861 as an independent country, as a city-state. Okay, so I know that, and they were both very successful, and I know what the difference is. The difference is that the Jews, that is my paternal grandmothers, half Sephardic Jew, half Ashkenazi Jew. When I was a little kid, she made on Sundays, I was over at her place, and she would go through my work that I was doing at school pedantically to show me how it should be done. A mother should sit down with her child, and she would go through each exercise at the end of the day and make sure that the child understands everything, and that could take a while. The Chinese do the same thing. There's a very, very successful Chinese man on the radio.
So just to clarify what you're saying here, you're saying that your Jewish grandmother, she was more diligent with you? She went over more homework?
Or as a culture, the Jews and the Chinese?
My mom, I figured out, got this book from a guy by the name of Dr. Spock, that convinced her that her philosophy was correct, which says basically let your kid run wild, do just fine. And my paternal grandmother, she thought that was horrible. She looked down at me as a small child, as about 8 years old.
No, thank you for the story tonight. The number here is 603-283-6160. I mean, it's just a case study. It's just his personal experience. I mean, extrapolate that into anything.
I don't think it's a bad thing for, you know, parents to be that close to the
children. I agree. I just don't know if there's any evidence that it's a Jewish tradition, or that it makes, you know, Jewish people are more likely than Christians to spend time with their kids and go over the homework. But that's his story. I'm not taking it from him. More coming up here. This is Free.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting.
Hurricane Julia has made landfall in Nicaragua. Dave Roberts is a hurricane specialist with the National Hurricane Center. He says they could have rainfall totals of 5 to 12 inches.
Focus on rainfall amounts. I mean, you're talking about pretty much the majority of Central America getting something out of this.
10 people, including two teenagers and a younger girl, were killed in an explosion at a petrol station in the Irish county of Donegal, police said on Saturday, adding that the incident appeared to be a tragic accident. A group of French intellectuals, including Nobel Literature Prize winner Annie Arnault, on Sunday urged people to join protests planned by the left for next week, accusing President Emmanuel Macron of not doing enough to help the poor cope with high prices, while some companies make windfall profits. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
And we're back.
How's it feel?
Sunday night here on Free Talk Live. Feels good to be here with you guys. Captain is out tonight. He had some family issues to deal with this weekend. And here tonight is Ian.
It's Nikki.
And Rich.
Phones are open. You can bring up anything that you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. I did a little bit of digging, talked to Bonnie during the break there about the whole question of why do so many Christians get behind this idea of sending government, taxpayer money to Israel and supporting whatever kind of bombings and destruction that the Israeli government is involved
just
with.
Massacring the Palestinians.
Right, against the Palestinians, locking them into a certain area of land, preventing them from getting any kind of construction materials to fix their homes after they've been bombed. I mean, there's just horrible things.
Sniping the children.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot we don't even know about that goes on over there. But so why would they do that? How can someone who purports to be like Jesus, right, because that's what a Christian is supposed to be. It's supposed to be someone who emulates Christ, who is supposedly the Prince of Peace. So how can someone like that support such a warmongering government? Now, according to the Washington Post, they say that about half of evangelicals, this is a story from 2018, support Israel because they believe it is important for fulfilling the end times prophecies.
Oh, there you go.
So as I was suggesting, I just didn't remember the details. They interviewed a pastor, Robert Jeffries, who I guess is some big deal in Christianity or something like that. And and Jeffries, let's see, or actually this is University of North Texas professor Elizabeth Oldmixon told Vox, quote, the tenet of Christian Zionism is that God's promise of the Holy Land to the Jews is eternal. It's not just something in antiquity. When we talk about the Holy Land, she says, God's promise of the Holy Land, we're talking about real estate on both sides of the Jordan River. So the sense of a greater Israel and expansionism is really important to this community, meaning the evangelicals. Jerusalem is just central to that. It's viewed as a historical and biblical capital, unquote. So now,
and the way to get that is violence
and killing.
And killing. Yeah, okay. Apparently. All right. Just make sure.
That's what Jesus wants, right? And you know, the story goes on here, and I haven't had a chance really to read through it, but that's just a little bit about what they believe. They believe in the expansion of Israel. So I guess its current form is not good enough in order to trigger the end times. And Bonnie mentioned something about temples or whatever. So like there's certain real estate there that they want to make sure is in the hands of the Jews, because that's what God said had to happen in order for Jesus to come back and, you know, trigger the rapture and take them all to heaven or whatever it is.
This is all in the magical book.
Yeah,
written by the goat farmers thousands of years ago.
Okay. You think that if this was real, it wouldn't be such a, you know, it would just happen, right? They wouldn't have to do all
to
of
force
these
it?
Things. Yeah, it really feels like it's being forced. It's like, well, we have to murder you or else Jesus won't come back.
Well, God can't be everywhere, so he needs his boots on the ground, people to do the dirty work for him.
We're going to go to your calls and thoughts here. We have Lee on the line listening online. Lee, you're on Free Talk Live calling from New Hampshire.
Hello, and we're back.
Welcome.
All right, so anyhow, the Bible's, it's written there, those who bless Israel shall be blessed. And there's so many verses. I mean, that's just in the Torah, the first five books. When you read it, and I've read it many times, I mean many, many times, you start realizing, at least for me, you know, I realize most people don't believe that there is a creator and don't realize that we're going to stand before him. But one day I'll have to stand before him also and give an account, you know, and he tells us that those who bless Israel shall be blessed. Now, Israel's got their own problems. They really do. Every person on this planet is sinning, according to God, you know, including myself. And we're all going to have to give account. Israel has to answer to him for these things.
Can we clarify something, though? There's a difference between the people in the landmass that is commonly referred to as Israel, the humans who are there just living out their lives, and the people calling themselves the state or the nation of Israel, right? So what's not clear, I think, to a lot of people is if it does say in the Bible the phrase that you were talking about of, sorry, you're going to have to say it again, I don't recall it, but
those who bless, referring to Abraham, those
right.
who bless
so
you,
it, those who bless Israel. That doesn't necessarily say they're talking about the state of Israel, the government goons who are destroying human life, because that's not something that should be blessed, right? Like the actual rocketing and violence against the explosions against other human beings, that's not a blessing. Am I right about that? Do you agree?
Yeah, you know, yeah. I mean, war is war, and that's a whole nother, you're right. Yeah, that's a whole nother thing.
Yeah, I don't get the whole thing where people think Jesus takes sides on war, right? Like, that's another common belief amongst the Christians. It's like, oh, yeah, God's on our side.
He flipped over the tables of whatever and the money clerks and tax people.
You could take it with Russia and Ukraine. I mean, there's Christians on both sides, and, you know, I'm not saying that they all are, but, you know, they're fighting, you know, and one is fighting for their country, and the other one's fighting for their, well, they're both fighting for their own country. But, you know, I mean, that does happen, unfortunately. We've had it throughout.
In my opinion,
history.
A real Christian would refuse to fight unless it was in self-defense.
And that's a thing of your opinion, but each person has to make their own decision.
Well, I think Jesus would think that.
Right, what would Jesus do?
See, you're getting to a whole other thing, what he would do. I mean, we're supposed to, in Romans, we're supposed to actually obey the government, whether I like it or not.
Romans 13, it's there.
What a load.
And when
gee, who do you think translated that one? Straight.
And when Paul wrote that, Nero was the government at that time, and he was killing Christians. You know, so I mean,
that's insane.
No, but I...
That just goes to show that whatever he wrote was clearly mistranslated, was completely misunderstood. Lee, thanks for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Gigi. She's on the line in South Carolina. Gigi, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, everyone.
Hello.
Pleasure to speak to everyone.
Thanks.
Me being of both a Sephardic as well as an Ashkenazi background, I learned as a child the emphasis on education was so highly encouraged in both cultural backgrounds of my Jewish heritage, and learning about the importance of you come as an immigrant to America, you better be American and blend in, forget the old religious ways, they're outdated, go and study, 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 and become something, because back in Europe, you were not permitted to own property, own land, be a member of the guild society, so you better make something of your life and be successful. Mm-hmm. In terms of Paul and his comment on...
Hold on, before you go on to that point, Gigi, so what you're saying is the fact of being an immigrant led to greatness for Jewish people because they were driven.
Education mm-hmm. emphasized culturally. Yes,
and I think
sir.
That's true, by the way, of all of a lot of immigrants to the United
yes,
States.
Many
the average immigrant
ethnic communities, absolutely.
The average immigrant in the United States, or at least the ones that have come here to make a better life for themselves, they are more likely to be entrepreneurs than native-born
yes.
people.
Okay.
They're more likely
yes,
to have successful businesses
as
because
well
they care about that.
Educated men and women, yes.
I might take a little issue with the blending into American thing, because at least in New York, right, the Orthodox Jewish community is pretty well insulated from the rest of society.
Yes, sir, I agree with you. The ultra-Orthodox choose not to assimilate. So in that respect, I agree with you.
But that doesn't mean they haven't been tremendously successful at the same time.
They're very successful, but they did not blend at all. In fact, during the COVID lockdowns,
Well, I think that's great. Honestly, I don't think you have to blend in order to be. You shouldn't have to be in order to be successful.
No.
And Chinatowns and Little Italy's and examples
correct.
Of where people didn't
correct.
Change and they created carved out a spot for themselves and managed
and
to make that work.
I am uncomfortable with the comment that Paul, the gentleman from New Jersey, who called in just a while ago, when he, and I'm paraphrasing the gentleman, I'm not quoting him, what I took from his comment made me uncomfortable.
All right, I'm not sure what you're referring to, so hang on, Gigi. We'll bring it back so you can explain what it was that he said, because I don't even remember at this point what it was. So you'll have to recap that for us, Gigi, and what it was difficult to hear. The number is 603-283-6160. You can join the show here on Free Talk.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
With Free Talk Live, and the phones are open should you wish to join us. The number is 603-283-6160, Live Sunday Show, 603-283-6160. We started out talking about Kanye West and him being banned and or restricted from mega tech social media platforms. Of course, we've talked also over the years about independent options, alternatives to these mega platforms, and we're running one of them. So if Kanye wants to come on over to social.freetalklive.com, we'd love to have him. It'd be great.
That would blow up your servers showed up and brought everyone with him.
We'd have to do a serious upgrade, I suspect. But we actually have upgraded that server recently, so right. I don't know what it can handle, but probably not Kanye. But still, give it a shot, Kanye. Give it a shot there. It's social.freetalklive.com. You can sign up there. It runs on our server. It's decentralized. It's open source. It is a Mastodon-based system. It's the same system being used by a variety of other controversial independent sites. Even Trump launched a Mastodon-based system, his thing called Truth Social. They kind of reframed it and did a little programming tweak to it, but ours is pretty pure Mastodon. You can find it at social.freetalklive.com. There are apps available for our site as well. It's open source, right? So anybody who wants to can throw together an app for Mastodon, so it's pretty sweet. If you don't like app A, you can try app B, C, and D, and maybe even E. There's a bunch of them out there, so give it a shot.
I've said it before, the future will be federated. because that's the only way to keep that free speech flow going and not get shut down by those bigger corporations.
Yeah, I like it. You do have a lot more freedom to speak when you're on social.freetalklive.com. I'm not saying you have to shut down your other accounts. The best way to do it is to build your Mastodon presence simultaneously as you still have these other big platforms, and that way if they pull the plug on you, you're still over on Mastodon, and people that are following you there are uninterrupted. So we're going to continue with more of your calls and thoughts here. I did pull up another story from Newsweek just to try to find a little bit more information about what it is that these Christians believe about Israel and why they're so like vehement in support of this particular state that is murdering people. And that's like clearly not a Christ-like thing to be doing, but they do it anyway, so why? What's their reason for it? According to a Newsweek story published in 2018, headline, Trump will start the end of the world, claim evangelicals who support him. They say that Jerusalem has a central role as the city of prophecy and the place where the end times play out. According to the prophecy, supposedly, a 1,000-year period of peace must be followed by 7 years of tribulation, during which wars, disease, and natural disasters will lay waste to the earth. In the book of Revelation, Israel is described as a nation that exists during the time of tribulation, and Jerusalem's Jewish temple is resurrected during this period. The last temple was destroyed around 70 AD, and today there is a mosque on the Temple Mount where the two previous temples are believed to have stood. Evangelicals believe that a unified Israel with control over Jerusalem will facilitate the construction of a new Jewish temple and then set the groundwork for the end of times.
So how big does Israel have to be then? Because it seems like it's ever expanding well beyond whatever borders you would need to say, like, nope, this is a country.
Well, there's also theory that that's not even the correct Israel.
Okay.
That Israel is somewhere else and they picked the wrong spot.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, so I don't know enough about the geography to know where this temple was, whether it's still in their control, and if it is, it must not be, right? Because they're not building the new temple there or whatever.
Well, okay,
right?
And if it's not, let's just assume for a moment that it's not in their control. They've been able to amass so much more landmass in that general region over the years that you would think a concerted effort on that temple property would be enough to reclaim it, right? Stop bombing the children out, you know, on the West Bank or wherever, and just send everyone to control the temple.
Yeah, just go build your temple.
Yeah.
It's very strange. If you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. We do have Gigi on the line still in South Carolina, and she wanted to comment on a previous caller. Gigi, can you recap your recollection of what
absolutely.
He said?
I do agree with Richie's comment. It's not only a violation of international law, but it's utterly disgusting to behave in such a manner as the Israeli military authorities have been. So in that regard, I concur with Richie's comment.
Mm-hmm.
What I take umbrage with is the gentleman from New Jersey. I believe he identified himself as Paul. And I think we have to be very cautious regarding generalizations and stereotypes about any ethnic or religious minority.
Or majority. I mean, stereotypes are there for a reason, though. Like, they don't come out of nowhere by oppressors.
Well, that makes me very uncomfortable.
Well, let's clarify something. Stereotyping isn't racism necessarily.
Myself.
Right.
Right. It's not racism to say a thing that is an observation about a certain group of people. It's racism. Now, maybe it is under the new definition of racism.
It's definitely under the new definition.
Under the classic dictionary definition of racism, racism is just a belief that one race is superior or inferior
to
another race.
Well, I don't consider myself a race as a Jewish woman.
Okay.
I consider myself spiritually a Jewish woman, not racially.
What do you know, if anything, about this Temple Mount, site that is so...
Oh, what you read from Newsweek is right on key.
Okay.
The Orthodox Jews, the ultra-Orthodox that Richie was referring to, as well as the Christian Zionists that Pastor Jeffries made mention of that you quoted in another article... They are on key. Why do you think the moral majority and Jerry Falwell were bosom buddies with Menachem Begin, and so many members of AIPAC are evangelical Christians.
Okay, but I just don't know enough about this place. I mean, where is it basically right now in relation to Israel? Is it under their control or not?
Yes, it is. And that's why we always see incredible violence,
mm-hmm.
frustration, and so-called skirmishes between Palestinians going to pray at the mosque and the Israeli military. And it's a disgrace that it should take place. People should be able to go and worship whoever they are, whatever their background is.
Is this in the Palestinian territory or is it outside of that?
She just said it was under Israeli control.
I understand that. But
it's under Israeli military control. We need
Palestine's under Israeli control too, isn't it?
Yes, sir. I agree.
But do the Israeli? Yes. But they're locked off, right? Palestine is sort of blocked off.
Oh yes, they're locked off. And let's be specific. So it's understood, and it's thorough. Palestinians, by and large, are locked off economically as well as spiritually.
So I want to clarify then, this mount is currently under Israeli control. However, there's still a mosque on top of it that the Palestinians wish to go to pray to and are prevented to.
They're not always able to comfortably,
okay.
And they're not always able to peacefully.
But Israel could, like, mount a defensive with all the funding and weaponry and soldiers that they have to just defend this mount sufficiently to knock down the mosque and build a temple.
And nobody, it's been done before, and in my personal opinion, it's wrong. You don't block entrance to a church, a mosque, or a synagogue, or a Buddhist temple, or a Hindu shrine, or a Sikh temple. And that's why I am very happy that I am living in this country. Ain't nobody going to prevent me from going where I need to if I want to pray.
I'm not making a moral judgment on it. I'm just saying strategically.
I understand you, and I agree with you, Richie.
Strategically, they could defend that small parcel of land sufficiently to build their own
temple. Can't they just build a temple next to the mosque?
Because they want to procure and control original territory. And this is why evangelicals agree and support, because they say it's original territory. But I also agree with what you said, Ian. A Christian would not react that way and say, let's go to war. Let's get those bombs going.
Yeah, how about peace? How about we say, hey, let's support the mosque and build something right nearby, and that way the Muslims can have their mosque on the holy site, the Christians can have their temple, the Jews can have whatever it is Jews have.
Well, didn't President Abraham Lincoln say years ago, Jerusalem is an international city for all? Why is that not still understood?
Thank you, Gigi, for the...
Because it's really military.
Yeah, they clearly don't want to coexist.
No. Thank you for the call tonight. And what would Jesus do? The number 603-283-6160. I suspect it would not be dropping bombs on people. Just going out on that limb here. Hour number two is on the way. It is Free Talk Live.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.